big the ashirim laniim loy. But the big beged of an ashir to a nani, we don't say. What does that mean? We don't say, like Rashi says, kloimar laniim loy binen big the ashirim. A nani, he doesn't need the shear of three tefachim by three tefachim like an ashir does. Elakivon the dhu chazi. Since for him it's roy as libas raya, we go boss to the yoni. Is mela hochinami, but yes, also afagav lepasui lav liftanu. Even though for the Persians they do not eat their meat with bread, they eat their meat separately. Of a kivun v'lididan. Since for us heavy lifton, it is called a lifton. Niski b'shir zut, it should be enough for even a smaller shear. Hey, since everybody should be telling how they do. So if we eat our roasted meat with the bread, so we should go boss our shear. How much roasted meat do we need to make up for an erev tavshilin, for an erev tchumim? Enough meat that you would eat with bread with a, in two meals, in two sudas. And that's takad halacha like that. That avada by roasted meat, and we spoke about before, even when it says boss chai, it just means meat that wasn't cooked 100%. But 100% cooked meat also has a din like roasted meat, that you have the shear of two meals with the bread. So you don't need two meals worth of the meat itself. You just need two portions of meat that you would eat in the middle of your meal when you're eating bread. Maybe no. Maybe there's no raya from here. The pshat is we go to chumra all over. So by hilchas tumah we go to chumra to say it is makabel tumah, even a smaller shear. But maybe here for hilchas erevim we should go to chumra. About these Persians that they do not eat meat with the bread, so for them the shear of an erev should be two sudas of meat. Maybe we'll machmir all over to say everybody needs a bigger shear for erev. So the Gemara, I bring you right out like that. For Tanya, we learned enough in the Braisa, in the Tesefta. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, Ma'arvin l'choyla u'lezoken k'dei mezoinoi. If you have a choyla, a sick person, or else an elderly person, that they don't eat so much, so when they want to make an erev tchumim, they have to leave over a shear of two sudis. Now their sudis are very small, they don't need too much food. You're allowed to go boss to them, and for they themselves, they can leave over a small amount of food. As much food as they eat for two sudis. Hey, k'dei mezoinoi. Vaitu l'ravson. Let's say you have a big person, a person that eats a lot. Are very, very big sudis. Still, the sudis ben anishra kolodim. He does not leave over two meals that he usually eats. It's enough to be yaitse with two meals that ben anim normal people eat. So you see, kolo, you go boss to each person bazunda, even by hilchos ervin. And we don't say l'chumra to say that since a normal person eats a bigger shia sudah, so even a chayla, a sick person, a zakin, should also need that shear. No, a chayla and a zakin, they eat much less. For them, it's enough shear. Shtei mozen, how much they eat? So the Marakasha, in the Chomit, like a kasha on Reb Yosef was the one that said that even roasted meat, you have to have the shear stay sudis of the meat itself. And Allah Chatak is not like that, like we said, but roasted meat, or else meat that was cooked 100%, for them it's enough the meat if you eat it with the bread. How much meat you need when you eat in a suda with a bread. That's called mozen shtei sudis of meat. Is it true that Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar said like this, that you go to kula for each person by himself? Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, Oig melech haboshen. It's a marshal. Let's say you have a big giant. You have a big person. Then the halacha is pischoy kemaloyay. That it's halacha if you have a mace in the room, so avad it's oimer to take the mace out of the room. So now if you don't know which door you're going to take the mace out of, there's a chumim in the rabbonim that underneath any keli, underneath all the doors, are tummy. But since we have a suffix from which door the mace will be taken out of, so a machmer on all doors maybe will be taken out of, so all doors have tumah. Let's say though one door is open and all the other doors are closed. So it's mistavri, you're going to take the mace out of the door that's open, and then we say only that doorway is tummy, and all the other doors are tor. Now, Bishrim Elazar says, let's say you have a big giant, a mace that's a big giant. It's not enough to say that if one door is open, so only that door is tummy and no other doors are tummy. No, by him, the door has to be pischot kumloye. The door has to be big enough to get the giant out of it. But let's say this door that's open is not big enough to take the giant out. So we say you have to go bosser each person bazundra and go to chumra. That since for him, he can't fit through this door, so it's like not oimit to go out through this door, then all the doors are tummy, until we find out later which door he goes out from. So the kashrut is just like Rabbi Shimon says by a rabsin. If somebody eats a lot of food, we don't make him have a suda, shtay sudis. His suda, it's enough kolodom. So we're here also, if you have a mace, even though he's a big mace, why do we say you have to have the door has to be big enough for this mace to go out? Why shouldn't it be enough like any other mace? Just like any other mace, if one door is open, so only that door is tummy and nothing else. Here also, what do I care if he's a big person? It should still be the same halacha. So the more poshut v'yabai and for the baya hosam hechi leved hadume nahadme v'nafke. Like the monoshoch, this mace you have to take out of the room. Now how are you going to take him out with a small door? The only aid would be is to cut him up into pieces. And avada, that's called hadume nahadme. Do you want to cut up the mace into pieces? And pshita avada, we don't do that. That's a big bizoyin hamace. You're not allowed to cut up the mace. So by your mace, it's a mitziyish. You have to get him out of the room. Avada, if this door is too small to take him out, you're not going to use this door. You use some other door. So avada, even though this door was open, so what? You're not going to use this door. Therefore, you don't go boss at this door. You have to go boss at the other doors. And therefore, in a suffix, they're all tummy. Therefore, it's no stereo to Rabbi Shimon. Let's see Rashi. If you want to say the other doors are tahor, then you need one door that's big enough for this giant to go out. And if you have no door that's big enough for this giant to go out, then we say the halacha is kol chur, any hole in the mechitza, any hole in the room is moly agrif. Abi, it's big enough for a fist to go through Shabbat Shalom in the walls to meim. Because since we have a suffix from which door, from which hole will go out, all the holes are tummy. So that was the kasher. Why do you say you go bust this person needs a giant, need a bigger shear? Just like by Erevin we say a person that eats a lot of food has the same shear like a normal person. Here also, do you want to tell me you have to chop them up into pieces? You can't get the mace out. So what do I care if this door is open? It's only a mate, but other people, of course, you could take him out of this door. But here, Lamaita, since he's bigger than the door, you can't get him through. So Avad, you're not going to use this door. You have to do some other way. So Menasafi, we don't know which door. Therefore, all doors are Tommy. Fiat Gemara Kasha, Kled Gemara Niboyi, Fiat Gemara, Iboyi Luhu, Pligi Rabbonin Olay, the Rabbi Shimon Ben Elazar Oiloi. It's this halach of Tumah. That you say if you have a big giant in the room, that even though one door is open, still all the doors are tamei, do the Rabbanan argue on Reb Shimon or not? That's the shaila. Zemar Toshma, come I'll bring you raya. To Yomar Rabba Bar Bachonim, Omer Rav Yoichinon, Oig Melech HaBoshin. If you have a big giant like Oig Melech HaBoshin, then Pischoi Biarbo. If you have one door, one opening that's 4 tfachim by 4 tfachim, and if that door is open, Enechnami, only that door is tamei and no other doors. So Luchuru, the kasher is, this oig, this big joint, can't go through this door. So you see, the Rabbanan say, you don't go bust to the joint, you go bust to normal people. Since normal people could go through this door, therefore it's matzol that all the other doors are tohor. So Luchuru, you see, the Rabbanan argue on Rabbi Shimon. Yeah, and for the Gemara note, maybe there's no raya. I tell you, hosam diikab sochem kitanim tuva. Here we're talking about in this room, there are a lot of small doors. Then there's one door that's a bigger door that's 4 tfachim by 4 tfachim. Now the other doors are even smaller than that. Let's say they're 2 by 2. This one door is 4 by 4. So now the svari is the vadai ki komarvach vahu komarvach. Now you're gonna have to take the mace out of this room, and you don't have a big enough opening. So what are you gonna have to do? You're gonna have to make the hole wider. You have to bust open and make a bigger hole. So here's Mistavra ki komarvach, where you're going to make the hole bigger. Which hole do you want to take to make bigger? But who komarvach, avad, you're going to take this hole, which is dalat tfachim, by dalat tfachim, the big hole, and you'll make this one bigger. Like, why start on a small hole and work twice as hard? Avad is going to start on the big hole and take him out through this big hole. So that's why here the Rabbonin say, if you have a peset that's dalat by dalat, he's zich going to go out through this door. Therefore, only this door has the tumah, and no other doors have the tumah. In a case where all the doors are equal, so then we do not know which one will go out, even though one is open, it don't make a difference. Because you can't use that door the way it is anyway. You're going to have to be marvach and bust it open, make it wider. So since we don't know which one you're going to do, it could be your souls like Reb Shimon. You go bust each mace by himself, and since this mace can't get out, all of them will be tummy. Trashib, sochim, titanim means p'chusim idalit. You have all the doors
other holes that were smaller than Dal Tvachim. So here the Svari is Behu Meravach. Hilkach Matzala Kulan. Therefore, here it saves on everything. Avo Kulan Shavim Medalad. Let's say all the doors are the same size. They're all Dal Tvachim Medal Tvachim. Oy Biyudam. So they're all 10 Amis. Kulam Tmeim. Then, Enachnami, the Rabbanan Amorit Reb Shimon, that they're all Tomei. The Loyade Behai Meravach. Because we don't know from which one he's going to make it bigger. Or Mapik and take him out. Even if one door is open and all the other doors are closed, or if you had das to take the mace out of one door, that by regular mace, that if you have das to take him out of one door and he'll fit through that door, the din is only that door is tummy, nothing else. Hani, midi, when do we say that? Svar heichim tahai chazilei. This door is roi. The mace can fit through this door. V'yafilu kula chazilei. Even though all doors are roi, but since either you had das for one door, or else we're saying you had opened up one door, that's enough. Avl heicha deleke chad chazilei. But where none of the doors are big enough the way it is for this mace to go out, you have a giant in the house. Oh boy, meravich, you have to widen the door. Bust it open, the kul and shoven, and all equal. We don't know which one you're going to bust open. Is lo yadina b'hai meravach. You don't know from which one he's going to widen it. So then the locher is all the doors are tummy misofik. And the chlami, the rabbon could be amoida to Rabbi Shimon. Yeah. So the maror amr Rabbi Chiya bar Rav Ashi. Omar Rav, you should know ma'arvin b'bosachai. You're allowed to use raw meat to make an eruv with. So like we spoke about before, it could be it doesn't mamish mean raw meat 100%. It means it was cooked a little bit to make it edible, but it wasn't cooked 100%. Omer Rav Simi bar Chiya ma'arvim bebeit simchayis. You could also make an eruv for tchumin with raw eggs. For the Gemara v'kama, if you're going to use raw eggs, how many raw eggs do you have to use? Omer Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchok, Sinai, he was called Sinai, that's what they called Nachman Rav Yitzchok. So Rashi says Sinai means Kori Rav Yosef, lefi shoye boki b'mishnayis v'baisis. Hey, it's Omer Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok, Sinai. And this Yeshua should be, this is what they called Kor Reb Yosef. Yeah, and they called Reb Yosef, in the end the Gemara Brochis, same as the Brochis, or same as the Hurrius, they called Reb Yosef a Sinai, because he was a Baki Mishnaisin. So here also, Sinai means he was a Baki Mishnaisin. On Mashdain, he said, how many eggs do you have to use? Two eggs. If you have two raw eggs, that's called a Mazen Shtei Sudis, that's enough to leave over for an Erev. Zot Gemara Vaita. Says in the Mishnah, Hanoi de Minaz Mozoin Mute Bemain. If you make a neder, you're not going to have any Hano or eat anything that's Mozoin, so then you're allowed to drink water and eat salt. So the Gemara, Melech Omayim Hudula Yikri Mozoin, it comes out from the Mishnah that only water and salt, that's not called Mozoin. That's what you're still allowed to eat. Because you only ask it on yourself, you won't eat Mozoin. Ha Kol Mili Ikri Mozoin. Hamashim, everything else is called Mozoin. Is a Hura Leimat Yevatiuf to the Rabbi Shmuel. This should be a kasha on Rav and Shmuel in the Gemara and Brochus. The Rav and Shmuel, the Armat Tavayu, both Rav and Shmuel say in Masech the Brochus, Ein Mevorchin Bori Minei Mezoinois Elo Al Chamesha Samina Bovad. You only make the Brocha Bori Minei Mezoinois only on the Hei Mina Bovad. That means the five different type of grains. That's Chito, Sera, Kusim, and Shibola, Shol, Beshifayim, wheat, rye, barley, a spelt, and oats. Only these five Minim are called Mozin. And anything else, you don't make a bar minim mezoinis. So who will be medanik, since you don't make a bar minim mezoinis, mashma, it's not mozin. And here now, mishnah's mashma, everything is called mozin, just not salt and water. Sessions for the Gemara, v'loi, oi svinu chod zimna. Didn't we slug him up in the Gemara and Brachas? We asked Akash and Rav and Shmuel. We asked Akash because there we came out that even on oiris, even on rice, also you make a bar minim mezoinis. You see, it's not only these five minim. For the Gemara, good, obolaimet here, but yufte nami miho. Let's ask the Kasha from Rav and Shmuel for our Mishnah also. That's what we want to ask. Why can't we also ask the Kasha and Rav and Shmuel for our Mishnah? Rav and Shmuel says only the Hei Minim is Mozin, and our Mishnah is Mashm, everything is Mozin, just not water and salt. And the Gemara Omer Rav Huna, Bi'oimer Kol Hazon Olai, our Mishnah is not talking about he said the word Mozin. He said Kol Hazon Olai. Kol Hazon Olai means anything that satisfies me. Like the Moshko, somebody is hungry and he goes and eats. Anything you eat that satisfies you for a short time at least, it takes away your hunger pain. That's called zon. But water and salt, that even doesn't satisfy you. If you're hungry, it won't do anything for you. But anything else you eat, Hakol ponim, right after you read it, you are a little bit satisfied. So that's called zayin. And echami mozin means it fills you up for a long time. That's the choshev achila. That's only on hey mini dogim. That's only on the grains. Mashenken, any type of food is zayin for a little bit. So that's called kolazon. So Mel, there's no steer on Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel is talking about mozin. Mozin, that means filling you up for a long time. That's only the hey mini dogim. Mashenken, now Mishnah is talking about kol hazon. Hazon means you satisfies. Anything you eat satisfies you for a little bit. For the Gemara of Omar, Rabba Baba Chono, ki have yazilna basen the Rabbi Yechon. When they went after Rabbi Yechon, lamecho peru the gnusa, they used to bring him teeth from these chashev peres called peres gnusa. Is ki havinem bei meya, when we had 100 of us there, havi menaktina mechol chad v'chad asar asara. Every one of us would bring back 10 of them. So together we would have 1,000. 10 times 100 is 1,000. Ki havinem bei asara, when we would have 10 of us there, each one of us will bring back 100. So the kid, we always brought back 1,000. For every 100 of them, every 100 one of these pears would fill up a barrel the size of 3 saws. It's a very big measurement. Now they brought back a lot of pears. And the mice was, Rabbi Yechanan used to eat all of these pears. He used to eat them all up. So Yomran, after he finished eating them, he would say, Shvuosad loy toyim le zuni. He would make his shvu, you should know, I didn't taste any zuni, I didn't taste anything. So it's like, if you're saying now, kol hazon, means anything that satisfies you for a little bit, how could you say these things didn't satisfy him? Elamai tzirai, even the Lashon zon, means really filling you up, something that stays inside you a long time, like dafka mozen. Hemtig mor name. Eima tei, this last mice was mezoina. Rabbi Yechanan said, "Loi toyim li mizayna," means he didn't eat anything that filled himself up for a long time. It's only the heiminim fills you up. But these peiros, no matter how much he ate from it, it didn't fill him up. So why there's no stira? How Mishnah's dafka talking about kol hazon, and kol hazon does not mean something that fills you up. It just means something that satisfies you. So anything satisfies you. Only salt and water does not satisfy you. Let's see Rashi. Bi'aymer. Bi'omer kol hazon olai masnisin diyosalei b'chol mili lav di'omer yasso olai mozen. He's not saying he asked on himself mozen. Devada lemikri mozen elahe minim, could be only the 5 minim grains. Those are called mozen. Devi min dog in design, the type of grains that fill you. V'soy liba, satisfies your heart. Ela kagoyin di'omer yasso olai kol hazon. Our Mishnah is talking about the only set of lashon of kol hazon. To mashma kol dover hamashbiya, anything that satisfies you, the chol mili zayni, everything satisfies you at least for a short time. Chutz mi mayim melech, only water and salt does not. Alva misid loy soyid loy mikri mozen, doesn't fill you up. It's not called mozen. Only the heiminim is called mozen. But I call upon him. Zon is good. Anything satisfies you for a little bit. Trashi genuso eretz yam kineres o perusem masukim, very sweet perus. And Rabbi Yechon still said, after we ate so many pears, he said, "Loi toyin li zayuni, loi yachalti l'soiva." I didn't eat to fill me up. Ve'adayin ani rov, and I'm still hungry. Teretz was zayuni sagadaytech leigasin hoki. So teretz was, he just said he wasn't filled up. Reinach nami, he wasn't hungry anymore. Zon he had, just mozon he did not have. Yeah. Whoever has time, it's kadaytech. Look at the top taisvis. Lem mitevet yufta. Taiz the atakasha is not only kasha and Rabbi Shmuel. Should also be a kasha according to everybody. So today's Gizat Teretz, no. According to everybody, Taka, really what coming out could be everything is mozen. And really, you should make a bor mini mezoinus on everything. But the reason why we make a bor priadom and other brachas is because it's not a derech to kaveya sudosu yolayu. Only on bor mini mezoinus do we make on something you derech to be kaveya sudu. Mashenken, according to Rav and Shmuel, it's mashma, even things that you are kaveya sudu, like rice, you still do not make a bor mini mezoinus. That's why the Gemara only asked the kasha according to Rav and Shmuel. Right, we're not going to go into it now, but a nice traces to look at. Right, the Zotik Gemara. Omar Rav, Hunya, Omar Rav. Shavua shalai oichal kikar zu. If somebody makes a shavua, he's not going to eat this bread. In other words, he's also now, it's also for him to eat this bread. Still, the loch is ma'arvin loy bo. He's allowed to use this bread for neruvei tchumin. Why? Even though he can eat it, it's still called an oichal, because somebody else could eat it. Therefore, he could use it for an eruv. Let's say he says though, kikazu alai, let's say he says this bread is osur on me, then aim arvin lobo, then he can make an eruv. That's Rav Huna's din. What's the chilik? So Rashi says, Kikazu alai, mashma kol dover hanoso, koser alai. When you say a lashon, this bread should be yasser on me, you don't only mean to ask you can't eat it, it's mashma you can't have any hanor from it at all. You're asking all the hanor of this chayfetz. So therefore you can't use it for an erev. Because if you use it for an erev, you're having hanor from the bread. You're having hanor, that's an erev for you. So if you ask all the hanor from the bread, then you're not allowed to use it for an erev. That's Rav Huna's chiddush. So even though you didn't say beferish all the hanor, you just said kikizu alai, he holds by stam saying the lashon kikizu alai, you mean to ask her all the hanor of the bread, not only the achila, all the hanor. Therefore you can't use it for an erev. For the Gemara kasha on Rav Huna, meisivei hanoidim in akikis, somebody makes a nedir, he's not going to have hanor from bread, he's alocha marvin loibo, he's allowed to use it for an erev. So Huri just said a lashon hanoidim in akikir, he didn't say he's not going to eat it. His tam said he's not going to hanoidim in akikir, and still we say it's muta to have hanor. My lav the omer alai, aren't we talking about even though he said kikizu alai, and still we say it's muta to make an error with it. And the hezbo would be then is that we do not say he means to answer all the hanors of the chayfetz, even though he says a general lashon of kikizu alai, he still only means to answer the ikar hanor of the achila, that he can't eat this bread. But here he's not eating it, he's just using it for an erev, so that would be mutter. But I call upon him, it's a kasha and Rav Huna. He's the Mar Lav, even if you say kikizu alai, still it's mutter. And the Gemara tell you, no, loy, the yomazu, that it says, hanoi de menakika means he said kikizu alai. But that means a lashon of only, I can't eat this bread. But in the Chlam, if you would say kikizu alai, maybe then it's also. So the Mar Hokinami Mistarva, it's also Mistarva like this. The Katoni safe, and the safe it says, Eimosai. When can you use this bread for an eriv? Bizman sheomar shavua shloyatimenu. When he made his shavua, I'm not going to eat this bread. That was his shavua. He said, "Avol omar olai." But if he said this bread should be yasser on me, is the chura mai? What's going to be the din? Hachinam idei marvin labo. The chura smash. In such a case, you can't use it for an eriv tchumim. So chura tarayat Rav Huna. So what's the difference? You say a shavua, you're not going to eat it. So we say you're only offering the achila. You're not offering all the hanor of the chayfetz. Therefore, you're allowed to use it for an eruv. But if you say kikazu alai, that means you're making this kika much like hegdish to you, that you can't have any hanor at all from it, so then you can't use it for an eruv. So, it's a right to Rav Huna. So, the Gemara name, Ihochi, if that's the pshat, I have another kasha then. Adatoni, since at the end the Sefer says, kikazu hegdish, a marvin labo, the Sefer says, when can't you make an eruv? If you say loshin kikazu hegdish, this kika is hegdish, then you can't use it for an eruv. Why? Because you can't use hegdish for an erev. And the pshat is, since it's also for everybody to eat it, nobody's allowed to eat hegdish, so it's not called an oichel for anybody. So that's not called an oichel for an erev. It's not called an oichel. Is the chura liflig listenably do? If you hold like Rav Huna, the brisa could have said a bigger chiddush. Should have said like this. When do we say it's mutter? You're allowed to use the bread for an eriv, to yomazu, you just said, I won't eat this bread. Avol omar alai, but if the person says, this bread is also to me, so you want to tell me then, ain marvin labo, then you can't make an eriv. Because when you say loshen kikazu alai, you're answering all the hanor of the kikar on you. Is ain marvin labo. So the chura is chur takasha then. Let Rav Huna, what is the say for the price to have to say, davke hegdish is also, it should have said a bigger chiddush. You just say, kikazu alai, it's also, you can't use it for an eriv. Omalach Rav Huna, Zok Rav Huna. That's not a kasha on me. Elamai. What do you want to say? Kol hecha diomer alai, marvin. Elamai, you want to say not like me, the what? When you say alai, you can't make an eruv then, because then you mean tas all the anom, or was it kasha resha? I have a kasha then on the resha. The resha, we made the diik, smashm klo, that, the resha is smashm klo, that just shvua shleyatimenu. If you make a shvua, you won't eat the bread. That's when you are allowed to make an eruv with it. But mashma, once you say kikizu alai, you're not allowed to make an eruv with it. So chur tzaraya from the reisha, tzaraya to Rav Huna. So the Gemara name, chasuri mech, it's no raya the reisha. Something is missing, vochik toni. This is the way you could learn. Hanoi de minakikar, somebody makes a neder, not to use this bread, is alocha marvin labo. You are allowed to use it for an eruv. Because minastam we say you only mean tasi and I can eat the bread. That's all. But shar hanoi samutim. The afilu omer alai, and maybe even if you say the lashon kikazu alai, maybe still it's mutter. Because you only mean the achila is osur, and not to have zaitika hanor from it. is still naset. It's as if that's what the Reisha means. No matter what lashon you say, it's as if you're just saying Yeshua, you're not going to eat this bread. Samela, it's no riot to Rav Huna. If I can't, there could be a kash in Rav Huna. That even if you say lashon kikizu alai, maybe still it's mutter. So at the Gemara, mikol makom kasha Rav Huna, or as a kol pon will be a kash in Rav Huna then. But you want to tell me now, it's mutter, Rav Huna said it's aser. So it's a kash in Rav Huna then. And the Gemara, who do you make Reb Leza? Inachnami, here it's a kash in Rav Huna, but Rav Huna holds like Reb Leza. Titania, we learned, Rabbi Eliezer, Weimer. Shavua shaloi oichal kikazu. Somebody makes a shavu, he's not going to eat this bread. Then the din is marvin loy bo. You're not to use it for an erev because you just asked the achilam and not other hanos. Mashenken kikazu alai a marvin loy bo. Kolo. So Reb Leza holds the shita. If you say a loshen kikazu, this bread should be usher on me. You don't only mean the loshen achila. You mean all hanos are usher to you. So therefore, you can't use it for an erev because you're having enough from it. Is it true that Reb Leza said like this? For a time you learned in another braisa. This is the cloud. Anytime a person asks for himself not to have hanor from the bread, so the pshat is just he can't do a maisa of taking hanor. But hanor that comes by himself like an eriv, that's mutter. Food that's also for the person himself to have hanor from, then a marvin labo. You're not allowed to use it for an erev. Rabbi Lezer Weimer, no. Kikazu alai. Even if the person said, this kika should be usher on me, still marvin labo. Still, you're allowed to use it for an erev. So you see, klo, even the lashon kikazu alai is mutter. No, kikazu hegdish ain't marvin labo. The only time Rabbi Lezer says it's usher, if you say this kika should become hegdish. Hegdish was saying, since it's usher to everybody to eat it, it's not called an eichel anymore. So Chura Kol Ponim, it's a stira in Reb Leza. So the reason is, Lefi Shein Marvin Loi Begdeshus. So Chura, it's a stira in Reb Leza. So tomorrow, Trey Tanoi Valibu the Reb Leza. And Echnaim, the two different Tanoim, Machloik is what's Pshat in Reb Leza. But Reb Huna, though, Kol Ponim learns that the first Pshat in Reb Leza, that as a chilek, if you say kikazu alai, then you mean to ask all the hanor from the kikar, and then Echnaim, then it's also to make an error from it. But the Braisa before, Taka holds not like Reb Huna, not like Reb Leza. The Braisa before holds no. Even though a person says, Kikazu alai, this bread should be yasa to me, he does not mean beferish all hanos of the bread. He also only means the general hanos that you're not going to eat the bread. But enachanami, to use the bread for an erev, that would be mutter according to the first Braisa. Let's see Rashi. Rashi. Kikazu alai mashma kol dover hanosa koser alai. That's Reb Huna's svara. It's mashma imin taser any hano at all. So even an eruv. My love yom alai yishma minet lo yoser minish adayte elo derech ikir hanosa v'chinod vadayte dechil noder. This is not like Reb Huna. Lo yad yom arei zu shuwa shloyoch kikazu. Heg dish vad yos b'chol hanoes v'en the world of shumodin. His heg dish you can't use for an eruv is not worth anybody. You have the day b'kikir shachulim. Elo my kol hechad yom alai maravin lo mashma lo achilim. Kashi resh yotoni emesem bezman shom eshuwa yeh. So the baita odem oyser atzma beichel shetola ned de b'maisa shu oyser beatzma dain mishle och oichel. So then marvin lo bo. So Rashi boy chiddush to hanod me'meluhi for lav iu of it. It's not called he's doing the hanor. It's coming by itself. You just said you won't do take the hanor, but here you're not taking the hanor. Me'melu there's a heter of an eruv. Mashenken oichel neser al odem. They're going kikazu to eser alai. Oy shuosh lo yehena mit kikazu. To ask to let tolu isa b'maisa shebeguf. It's not totally him to do a maisa. Elafilu hanod me'melu. Therefore ain't marvin labo. Therefore you can't use this for an eruv because then you're not allowed to have a hanor from it. And having an eruv is called hanor. So Kitzur, there's no steer here. There is a machlokes. Rav Huna holds one way like Reb Leza's first shita, and the Braisa is not like Reb Leza, not like Reb Leza, according to the second shita in Rabbi Eliezer. Zot Gemara Vayta, she says in the Mishnah, Ma'arvin Anozer B'Yayin. Anozer is allowed to use wine for his eruv. Chulakasha was, Alechuri can't drink wine. Teretzitz is roi for the people to drink wine. So the Gemara Masnitzin like Beishamai. Our Mishnah does not go like Beishamai. Ketanya Beishamai Yermin. Ein Ma'arvin Lenozer B'Yayin. Our Nozer is not allowed to use wine. If you need something that you yourself could drink. Well, Yisrael B'Truma. Who are in Yisrael cannot use Truma to make an Arubit Chumim. Because Yisrael can eat it. Of a Beisil Loimrim. Ma'arvin Lenozer B'Yayin. No, a Nozer could use wine. even though he can't drink it, somebody else could drink it though. Only Yisrael b'truma, because our kopon and makayim could eat the truma. Is all rule lehem beis hillel beis shammai. Beis hillel asked to beis shammai. Aren't you moedu to